This is Dan here with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. I'm talking to a couple of folks from Mountain Home. They've got a big charity event going on between the fire departments and police departments. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves and let us know what's going on.
I'm Jared Medina. I'm with the Mountain Home Police Department.
Tommy Felicia, the Mountain Home Fire Department.
And our game is going to be August 12th, 6 p.m. at McLean Parks on Freedom Field in Mountain Home. And this year, for the police department's charity, in this ragball game, we're actually donating it to the family of an officer who's retired last year and more recently has passed away due to some medical complications, and we're donating all the money to his family because they're a little tight on funds. So this year we're hoping to have a better turnout than we did last year, and for our first year last year it was amazing. You know, we had tons of sponsors and tons of support from the community, and this year we even have more sponsors. We have, you know, more community things going on, pre-games. We got the Nick Reed Band coming out. We have bounce houses for the kids, more food vendors. And, you know, I couldn't do a lot of this without the help of Tommy over here. And he's really spearheaded everything on the whole social media side and getting the word out there more than I have. And I'll just pass it on to him and let him finish it out.
Again, this is a charity ragball game for the fire department versus the police department. Every single penny, nobody's making money on this deal. We are both teaming up together to support two local charities, which could possibly be one local charity. We're going to vote on ours tonight. But we're just trying to get the community together to help these families in need. That's why usually you call 911 and we respond. We are there when you need us. And this is the same thing. We want to give back to the community. So again, August 12th, 6 o'clock, at the Mountain Home High School softball field. Come a little early. The Nick Reed Band will be playing. There'll be bounce houses. Come hungry. There's food trucks. The mayor's going to be umping. So everything you need to have a good time, we would love to have you there. Just a little donation to get into the gate to watch a pretty good game.
What's one of the things that surprised you guys most about this event?
I think just the community backing. We thought maybe 50 people or so. We put this out last year, and you could not park. You could not sit. It was just cool to see everybody come together on the two charities that we supported last year. And it's just growing. It just keeps on growing. So
now, who won last year?
The police department. We won by one run last year. And trust me, that was a big shock to me. I thought for sure we were going to blow them out of the water. And that absolutely was not the case.
Does that make this year a grudge match?
Oh, yeah.
There's jokes. It's going to be heated a little bit. Yeah. All in good fun, though.
Man. Excited to take that trophy back, huh?
Yeah, you guarantee we win. We're running over there to your dugout and stealing that thing as soon as the last there. Out.
That trophy's been boasted around the police department for the last year.
Yeah, well, we'll get the dust off. You guys don't ever clean anything, so.